Hi, this is DJ Bennett from the Kill Radio News Team, and this is the weekly news in review, though I had some stories sent to me that I thought were pretty fascinating, too. For instance, in Tennessee, a gentleman named Desmond Hatchett, who's 33 years old, and he has a minimum wage job, but he also has 30 children with 11 different women. And he's asking the courts to give him a break on child support, because right now some of the moms receive as little as $1.49 a month. So what is this dude doing going around having kids? Apparently he had 8 children in the last year, and this is okay? I mean, you have to take a test to get a driver's license, but you're not breaking the law when you have so many children? What's wrong with that picture? Or how about the fast food world? Also in Tennessee, a McDonald's was vandalized by 2 men. Now, I don't know. Could this have something to do with the monster moon we had last week or the eclipse that happened on Sunday? Could there be something in the air that creates this problem? But there were these 2 guys who ordered cheeseburgers at a McDonald's drive-thru, and they asked for no onions on their order. And they got home, and apparently there were onions all over their cheeseburgers. And they sat there drinking beer. I guess they scraped the onions off and ate them anyway. And they got really angry. So they went back to the McDonald's, and they threw a piece of concrete through a window and a brick through another window. One of the workers was struck by debris and suffered lacerations on his left arm. And the restaurant's manager was struck by the concrete chunk. And then a 14-year-old boy in Michigan bit into an Arby's roast beef sandwich and found a piece of a finger. Apparently, the person who lost part of her finger just simply walked away and left the restaurant, didn't tell anybody. And so the sandwiches went through, and this 14-year-old boy got a piece of finger in his sandwich. Now, this Arby's is the one who has the really lousy, disgusting, it's good mood food ads. And you shouldn't eat food just to make you feel good or for good mood. You should eat food for nutrition. And, you know, McDonald's, Arby's, a guy fathers 30 kids. What kind of world are we living in? Well, it's still halftime in America. And this is the Harper's News in Review, as posted by Jeremy Keene on the 22nd of May, 2012. This does concern the news of the preceding week. President Barack Obama hosted a G8 summit at Camp David and a NATO summit in Chicago. At the G8 gathering, leaders stayed up late chatting, having pillow fights, debated policy while exercising on treadmills, and sang happy birthday to Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihiko Noda with a special chocolate birthday cake. Camp David has just got a special atmosphere to it, said one of Obama's economic advisors. Thousands of people, including scores of veterans and hundreds of felt cap-wearing nurses calling for a Robin Hood tax on Wall Street, protested in Chicago. The military handed out cheap tokens like this to soldiers and service members to fill the void where their conscience used to be, said U.S. Army veteran Greg Miller, who threw away his Global War on Terrorism and National Defense medals from a stage. Nearly 50 other veterans discarded their medals. Anonymous hacked the websites of the Chicago Police Department and the City of Chicago. 45 protesters were arrested, and 3 men were charged with conspiring to commit terrorism for allegedly plotting to firebomb Obama's campaign headquahters and Mayor Rahm Emanuel's house. Now, was this protest something to do with the Occupy movement? The Occupy movement changed the conversation in this country, gave us the idea of 1% versus 99%. But now what are they going to do? Well, it looks like they're getting in trouble in Chicago anyway. At The Hague, the genocide trial of former Bosnian Serb commander Ratko Mladic was suspended indefinitely. And in Yemen, a suicide bomber killed 96 soldiers on parade following a week in which government forces killed dozens of al-Qaeda fighters in the country's south. I guess that means they're even now? What? Abdel Basset Ali al-Megrahi, the only man convicted of the 1988 bombing of a Pan Am passenger flight over Lockerbie, Scotland, died at 60 in Libya. Iran hanged a man it claimed was an Israeli Mossad agent responsible for the assassination of an Iranian nuclear scientist. And Turkey declared that a European bee-eater with larger-than-usual nostrils discovered in Gaziantep province was not, as locals initially suspected, an Israeli spy. 1,600 Palestinian prisoners held in Israeli jails ended their month-long hunger strike. And Chinese dissident Chen Guangcheng, who escaped from prison in April and then reached a deal with authorities that allowed him to leave the country, arrived in the United States to begin studies at New York University. A Spotsylvania County, Virginia woman was stabbed by a man whose forehead was tattooed Cogito ergo sum. Montana filed a U.S. Supreme Court brief backed by 22 other states and the District of Columbia seeking to prevent the 2010 Citizens United decision from superseding its campaign finance laws governing state and local elections. A Republican super PAC was reportedly planning to label Barack Obama a metrosexual black Abe Lincoln. And Jay-Z and the NAACP endorsed same-sex marriage. If this is a difference, it is a difference, not a division, said NAACP President Ben Jealous. If this is a contrast, it is a contrast, not a conflict. Cher and Grover Norquist sniped at each other over Twitter. Iran threatened to sue Google for not identifying the Persian Gulf. And 40,000 ultra-Orthodox Jewish men gathered at New York's Citi Field for a rally broadcast over the Internet on the dangers of the Internet. Children are being turned into click vegetables, said Rabbi Ephraim Waksman. Investment banks underwriting Facebook's IPO made large share purchases on the company's first day of trading in order to keep the stock above the opening price of $38 per share. On the second day, however, it closed at $34.03. Insiders at J.P. Morgan Chase blamed $3 billion in recently reported losses on Lyme disease, and CIO Achilles Makris, supervisor of a high-volume trader known as the London Whale. No one could sufficiently push back against Achilles, said a former trader. That's the way America works, said GOP presidential candidate and all-round arrogant jerk Mitt Romney. Rhode Island legislators investigated a default on a $75 million state-guaranteed loan earmarked for a video game codenamed Copernicus to a company for which 2001 World Series co-MVP Curt Schilling serves as executive visionary and chairman. I can give you my favorite William Faulkner quote, said the state's former economic development director, who resigned after facilitating the loan, which is, all of us failed to meet our dreams of perfection. Mexican writer Carlos Fuentes died at 83, B.G. Robin Gibb died at 62, and Queen of Disco Donna Summer died at 63. The estate of Hungarian Baron Joseph de Bix de Brogni put up for auction a pair of silk bloomers said to have been left on an airplane by Queen Elizabeth II during a 1968 visit to Chile. The estate cannot confirm its provenance, said the eBay listing for the garment. It is the buyer's responsibility to do that on their own before bidding. A thief suspected of swallowing a 1.7-carat diamond excreted a cubic zirconia in a Windsor, Ontario jail. Vermont became the first U.S. state to ban hydrofracking. And California scientists struggled to explain how rocks collected from an Orange County beach ignited in a woman's pocket, causing severe burns. I would be very doubtful that it was nuclear waste, said materials science professor James Earthman. The Birmingham National Sea Life Center in England reported that a nurse shark named Florence had become a vegetarian following surgery 3 years ago to remove a rusty hook. We're having to hide pieces of fish inside celery sticks, hollowed out cucumbers, and between the leaves of lettuces to get her to eat them, said curator Graham Burrows. We wouldn't want her to be an embarrassment to the other flesh-eating hammerheads and black-tipped reef sharks in the ocean tank. This is DJ Bennett for the Kill Radio News team. I do the Chill Room collage program every Friday night here on Kill at 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I think I'll be back next week, so hope to give you something to listen to then. Take care.